Well, Dr. Brand, we are in the middle of November, and a couple of weeks back, November 1st, the NCAA Eligibility Center opened its doors. What's so important about this?
You know, the good news here is no one noticed.
Yeah, I guess that is good news.
For years, we've contracted out to ACT to do the eligibility work. And there have been some problems along the way, and they're not the NCAA. They're separate from the NCAA, and they don't understand all the nuances of what's involved in eligibility. So what we did is we took it in-house, and as you noted, we've just begun that. We've gone live very recently. That transition is very difficult, but the group at the Eligibility Center have pulled it off. What do we expect from all this? First of all, we expect much better service to the student-athletes and their parents. A more timely service, moreover, doing it in an easier way that's less of concern to them, trying to get the information to our schools about who's eligible and not in a better way, and use this opportunity, I think, to communicate better with the student athletes and their parents about what's involved even early on before they apply to the Eligibility Center. We've also added a very important new ingredient in this, and that calls amateurism. I mean, we've sort of looked at amateurism before, but not in a totally systematic way. For example, there are issues of amateurism that pertain to international students. When a coach is, say, recruiting a tennis player who plays in Europe, has that person been a professional or not before they come here? And the coaches get confused about it because it's a very confusing system for us. So a coach doesn't know whether to recruit that student athlete or not. Some recruit him, some don't. Those who don't recruit him think it's unfair. The others are recruiting him. They never get clear about the amateur status. Well, we're going to treat these student athletes in a systematic way so that every coach will be on a level playing field and be able to determine who they can recruit, who's really an amateur, and who's played pro, although it wasn't obvious to them.
Now, the Eligibility Center is about 2 miles north of our headquarters here in downtown Indianapolis. Prospective student athletes really are going to have to contact the Eligibility Center. They're going to be impacted by the services that are offered over there. If you're a prospective student athlete, how do you go through the Eligibility Center? What goes on over there?
Well, it's just located there for the time being. We're going to move them here as soon as we generate some more space for them. But all this contact is done by online or done by phone. And so it doesn't matter if it's 2 miles or it's in the building. The fact of the matter, it is now the NCAA. It's not contracted out to someone else. The people who are doing it are highly trained by us. In fact, some of the people who worked on those issues from the NCAA perspective are now actually manning the phones and online for the Eligibility Center. And we've staffed it up enough so that we should be pretty efficient in the way we do it. But it's online. Just get on our website, and you can connect directly with it. And, of course, they'll tell you the phone number as well.
All right. NCAA Eligibility Center up and running. Thanks, Dr. Brand.
You bet.